This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, already into the second hour, we've got Professor Michael Chosedosky joining us to go over the... Well, there's so many lies, we just want to know which one is the truth. The government's been caught in a bunch of different lies concerning the supposed killings of Saddam's sons, and there's a bunch of new 911 developments and the people on this so-called commission that are whitewashing. That's all coming up, and a bunch of other news as well. Let's talk to Walt in Michigan. Walt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing, bud?
Fine, my friend.
Listen, I just saw something just occurred to me. I wanted to talk to you about it and ask you. I'm thinking about calling Joseph Farah's talk show today. You know, they're promoting Ann Coulter's book on their website. And what really bothers me, I heard her running her mouth and saying all the mean things and about people that were calling in and trying to ask her questions the other day concerning her knowledge about the New World Order. You know, and then she's making a mocking statement or a joke.
Yeah, she's saying that Bush's gun control's okay and the open borders are all right. And, yeah, we're bad for being against it, yeah.
I'll tell you what, this, and I didn't call to, I don't consider WorldNet Daily any longer like it used to be, you know, really against the New World Order.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot more neocon. They still got some good stuff, though.
Well, what I'm getting at is this, okay? All the work that you've done about Bohemian Grove and all the police state they're setting up, you know, global police state, through the UN, and all of those things that you've been doing, and I've been doing since 1980, and then this lady comes on, and I've seen her on a late night talk show frequently, you know, and as a so-called conservative, you know. And then she goes and attacks and calls people crazy who ask her legitimate questions about George Bush and these guys concerning their membership and activities in the New World Order.
Well, we started talking about mainstream stuff. Well, she said she'd written a book about how the Patriot Act didn't take your rights. So I said, well, I've read the Patriot Act. Here's a subsection. She says, I don't want to talk about it. I haven't read it.
Well, that's my point. The point is, all she is a neutralizer, in my opinion. Her job is to neutralize any kind of suspicion that might be growing concerning, she's an apologist, concerning these New World Order people, whether they're Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. A lot of them are related to each other by family. You know, like Bob Hope, they're putting this big to-do about Bob Hope dying. Well, what about Kathleen Sullivan's book, Thanks for the Memories, concerning Bob Hope?
Yeah, it's...
Is MKUltra Monarch mind control involved?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that Hope did go to the Bohemian Grove. Thanks for the call, sir.
Yeah.
Got to jump because I want to get this other caller in before we go to break. John in Tennessee, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a copy of the U.S. Senate press conference about DARPA's Deadpool, and I'll send you a copy or I can play it over the telephone if you like. It's about 13 minutes long.
Please send me a copy of that. Do you have it on VHS?
Yeah, I'll FedEx it tonight too.
I'm begging you to send me that. So what did they say about how they're going to bet on our soldiers?
Well, the two senators are Byron Durgin, I guess.
Yeah, I've got the articles about that.
And Ron Wyden. And they were just saying it's the nuttiest, craziest thing they've ever seen in their whole careers. And they were just really livid. You know, the way a good American should be every day in the Congress, but at least finally they're looking kind of pissed off. And they're still angry over 10 days ago that all the Democrats in Congress were banned by D.C. police from entering the Capitol building under the illegal orders of the Republican leaders. And that was when one congressman called another congressman a homosexual, and they turned into a fist fight of some sort, so they just brought the cops in and banned all the Democrats.
It's amazing. You know, I'm sorry to be going to the call so quick because we got Professor Chosedosky coming up. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I got something on the...
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back, get Josh Sadowski on, and I'll get you up first.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. We're joined by Professor Michael Trosadowski, and he can stay with us for the rest of this hour, hopefully into the next hour, because I want to take calls this hour and next hour for Professor Trosadowski. He's the publisher of a magazine. He's written a book. He's also put out some documentary films. He's done a lot of great analysis on just basic propaganda. And yesterday we posted an article that he'd written that was full of hyperlinks to mainstream sources where the government contradicted themselves about 10 different times and then rolled out these wax figurines, basically, of Saddam Hussein's supposed sons. The whole thing reeking of Wag the Dog. Then we have the past of all the lies we've been told, and we have this story coming out at an opportune time with the Niger nuclear lie news coming out and the poll numbers dropping. I will say this is better than the military-industrial complex carrying out a terror attack to get the poll numbers back up. So we've got to Professor Trosadowski to talk about this subject and also the 911 Whitewatch Commission and how some of the people involved in that commission are involved in September 11th. And we'll also go to your calls on both these subjects if you'd like to get involved on air at 1-800-259-9231. But first, Professor Trosadowski, First, I want to also tell folks about your website that's just full of amazing stuff, including that Comedy Central piece where Bush debates Bush. It's globalresearch.ca, and one could spend several days on the website. And folks, I know what I'm talking about. There's excellent analysis on the site. They even go into the Federal Reserve and the private nature of it. So the left and right waking up across the board to the New World Order. This is very exciting. Professor Chasudowski, first off, Pentagon got caught setting up their own insider trading scheme right out in the open to bet on dead soldiers and dead U.S. citizens and foreigners they were going to kill. Obvious conflict of interest where you got the Pentagon running a betting service in the billions of dollars with secret names being introduced with anonymity to Swiss bank accounts. This is all admitted. And of course, you're going to have generals betting on people that are going to die because they're going to kill them. It's also a cover so the CIA can do put options like they did on 911. This is so insane that I don't even have ways to describe how bad this running man scenario. Your comments?
Well, yes, it's pushing inside trading, the concept of inside trading, to the nth degree, because in effect it allows the military and intelligence community to amass significant profits by betting on the speculative instruments, and at the same time, of course, as you mentioned, they can go out and kill people, and then of course they will reap the benefits of their speculative investments.
I think it's
something which is already structurally inbuilt to the financial system.
Yeah, they're already doing it. They're already doing it
into Wall Street.
And I hate to jump in again, but this is just I don't think listeners understand just how crazy this is. The things they were trying to set up are illegal. It breaks hundreds of laws. And you're going to have the government running it, and you've got a convicted felon, John Poindexter, to run it, and they're going to bet on what U.S. city is going to get hit by North Korea, and then they get the money if we do get hit? Why do you think they announced this? Are they totally delusional and now on Nero or Caligula-like power trips up there, Professor?
Well, I think they've announced it because they want to have people invest in this venture. In other words, people on Main Street USA who say, wow, I'm going to put my savings into this. Obviously, people who are investing in this, who have no inside knowledge of when and where these political assassinations and war plans are going to occur, will, of course, lose their lifetime savings. That is the hidden agenda.
But
they have to make a public announcement so that they can start having people investing. That is the whole nature of derivative trade, of some people lose, other people gain. And, of course, the people who have all the inside information and who are, in fact, involved in a certain type of insider trade, which is, as you said, blatantly illegal and immoral, are there cashing in and appropriating billions of dollars, but of the people who have been sucked into putting their money into this kind of operation.
Well, Professor Chasudowski, I thought things were crazy 8-9 years ago on the air, but in the last year, we crossed some magic Rubicon into Twilight Zone world. I mean, to have, folks, I'm not kidding when I say Twilight Zone. I'm beginning to think we may be in an episode where they come out and they say we're going to bet on dead troops. We're going to bet, and if they die, we get money and friend and foe. And it also has this big gladiatorial level to it of getting the general public involved. It's just like releasing these pictures. At one level, it's macabre. It's barbarous. We never did it before. Then you have the level of the lying. Can it be believed? And now they're going to have some big running man TV show. They're talking about having this on one of the financial networks as they track the Deadpool. Are you as stunned by this as I am, Professor?
Well, I mean, I think it's consistent with the direction of this administration. The whole pattern of occupation, where civilians are being killed, where this killing of the sons of Saddam Hussein is being used as a big media event, which is essentially serves the purpose of distracting Western public opinion from the broader issue, which is really war crimes committed by the Bush administration and, of course, the government of Tony Blair. And why? Because this war was based on a fabricated pretext, phony intelligence, misleading public opinion, and the bottom line ultimately is profit. It's the tremendous oil reserves of Iraq, of the broader region.
And by the way, Professor Chossadovsky, as you know well, right before the Saddam story comes out, the diversion, it finally some of the Energy Commission numbers get released, and Cheney, 2 months before 9/11, is having meetings with oil execs carving up Iraq. I mean, this is so staged. This is so obvious. Any comments to Cheney's Energy Commission?
Well, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's also the fact that you have key individuals on within the Bush administration, including the vice president, who are in obvious conflict of interest because they have a stake in some of the large oil companies. We know that Cheney is a former CEO of Halliburton, and Halliburton is there on the receiving end in the reconstruction, so-called reconstruction of Iraq, which essentially, as you pointed out, is dividing up the spoils of war and handing it over to private companies. And so that, and the same thing is true for Condoleezza Rice, who was working with Chevron Texaco prior to assuming her position as national security advisor. So,
do you have any word, Professor, about this oil executive who was nominated to be the new Navy Secretary committing suicide, and how that ties in with Dr. David Kelly?
Well, I haven't followed that particular slant, but I think, of course, the issue of David Kelly's so-called suicide, which is yet to be established, points to a much broader issue. It may well also be a political assassination, and it's clear that David Kelly had information which, if made public in a British parliamentary committee, could of course lead to the downfall of Tony Blair's government. But we already have so much information in the public domain on, let's say, on Tony Blair and on phony intelligence, and on the fact that intelligence presented to the Security Council was actually copied off the internet. It was plagiarized.
12 years old.
Yes.
Also, the mobile weapons trucks. They knew day one that the British had sold that to Saddam in 85. They were for pumping up hydrogen surveillance blimps. They knew day one, but for months said, we found the mobile weapons trucks. That right there is bigger in total than the Niger lie.
Well, the whole string of lies. I think there's a whole string of lies. It's not, and what the administration is trying to do is that they're saying 16 words in the State of the Union address is inadvertent technical mistake of the CIA, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it's not. But we're not talking about one small piece of planted inaccuracy.
There are dozens of them.
There are dozens and dozens, and they're war crimes by the dozen. So we're dealing essentially with the criminalization of the state, the whole apparatus, and I think 9/11 ties into that, because increasingly we see that 9/11 is not simply an issue of whether the FBI didn't act in the right way or the CIA made mistakes. It is much more fundamental. It's the links of key members of the Bush administration and of previous administrations to the Islamic terrorist organizations from
the very outset in the late
70s.
We'll be right back, Professor, with calls and more.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden, as any gardener does, but now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272, or visit cobrahead.com.
We rode a blazing saddle. All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live. My websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com. They've been freshly updated for you today with vital news and information. Our guest website is globalresearch.ca, and we'll tell you about some of the work they've done, the magazine that they produce. It's even had my writings in it, and a powerful little book that Professor Chasadosky's written that exposes how the globalists carried out September 11th. There isn't an honest jury in the world when shown the months of evidence, it would take months to show all this evidence, irrefutable, that wouldn't convict the military-industrial complex of carrying out September 11th. We're about to go back to John and Dan and others that are patiently holding him. We'll hold Professor Chasadosky into the next hour if he can stay with us, because we've got a lot of issues to talk about. We haven't gotten into the Hussein's son story either. But, Professor, briefly getting back into this, do you see my concern with how they are overtly lying now and doing corrupt things and not caring? That shows, and you're a professor, you know, of history and political science, that shows kind of the delusional thing we've seen with Stalin and Hitler or Caligula. I mean, do you expect Bush to marry his horse or something in the near future? I mean, have we reached that type of Roman emperor insanity? Because I'm seeing a lot of signs of that.
Well, you know, I for one don't believe that Bush is the ultimate power behind this this project.
Oh yeah, he's obviously a puppet. Yeah,
he is a puppet. Now, whether previous dictators in history were puppets or not, that's a very complex issue. But today, we have this facade of democracy of a pseudo president. We've got these key advisors behind him. We've got the military industrial complex, Wall Street playing. We have the Council on Foreign Relations, the Project for the New American Century. All that is very important. And in fact, Bush is just as much a puppet as he is a scapegoat, because in the wake of this Niger scandal, people are pulling the plug on Bush, and they're pulling the plug on Bush so that the real powers behind the system can relax and say, well, we're not involved in
Professor,
this kind of...
Professor, that's why I like you, because that is very sophisticated. Last night, I was sitting there in bed trying to go to sleep thinking about this, and it's clear. They can trash Bill Clinton, they can trash George Bush, but then the establishment looks clean. They can trash some Martha Stewart, who's a tiny fish compared to the big whales and big sharks of corruption. And yes, Bush and the whole debate around Bush is a diversion, but the think tanks and the policy boards that represent the top corporations in the New World Order, they are the real power. How do we bring them to justice?
Well, absolutely. Alex, just one thing I'd like to mention, 1-800 number, so people, if they want to order my book or our magazine, it's 1-888-713-8500. I'll repeat that. It's 888-713-8500. And some of the issues that you raised, I mean, we've gone into a tremendous amount of detail on this evolving new world order. We were particularly concerned in the present issue on the question of nuclear weapons, because just before the beginning of the campaign against Iraq, the Bush administration made the statement, we will use nuclear weapons against Iraq if they use their weapons of mass destruction. And Tony Blair's government said exactly the same thing. And in the wake of the war, the Senate went ahead and actually said, okay, go ahead, guys.
And now they're funding these mini nukes. And
yeah, the mini, the so-called strategic tactical nuclear weapons.
Yeah, the
they
frogs.
Say are harmless, but in fact, it's six times Hiroshima. Up to six times Hiroshima.
Yeah, because they're detonated at ground level. Causes a lot of radiation. Now, they're saying that they want to go ahead and invade North Korea. It's obvious, Professor, they're trying to escalate North Korea into making a first move, just like they have the 10-part plan to get the Japanese to attack us. Comments?
Well, absolutely. And there again, I think the whole question of North Korea, what was behind this, whether it was, because there was an agreement which was signed between the two governments. And in fact, it's not North Korea which is really a threat to world security or to security in the Korean Peninsula. It's the United States. And It just so happens that the North Koreans use nuclear power plants to generate
electricity. Stay there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay there. Your call's up next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're like most Americans, you've heard how low interest rates are these days. So why are you still struggling to pay off debt? Rates on debt consolidation loans are at all-time lows, so the time to consolidate your individual credit...
We're calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go back to Professor Michael Trosadowski here in just a few minutes, then I promise to John and Dan and others, if you want to join us on air to talk about any of the lies, the Deadpool betting on dead Americans, that the convicted felon Admiral Poindexter wanted to run out of the Pentagon, the insider trading mass criminality to be publicly run in your face, their new policy of committing all crimes right in front of you and saying evil is good. We haven't even gotten into the Saddam sons and how obviously fake this whole thing is. I mean, they've been caught in a bunch of lies. We just don't know what's true. So we'll talk about that and get the insights from Professor Trosadowski as well and get into this new 911 whitewash commission and some of the connections with the players. But before we go to your calls and the rest of that news with the professor, I have produced the premier films when it comes to exposing September 11th. 911, The Road to Tyranny. It's 170 minutes long, folks. You get your money's worth, and it's fast-paced, covering the globalist plan for global domination, how they use terror to scare us into submission. Part two of that film is The Masters of Terror, and it's a little over 2 hours long. It's excellent as well. I now have Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my newest video. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes, and it's really three videos in one, all on one VHS tape. Covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, foreign troops, the concentration camps they're building, forced inoculations, government-run white slavery rings, dozens of other examples of government-sponsored terror. It's an amazing new video. The films are $25.95 apiece. If you order three or more of any of the nine videos, they drop down to $20 apiece. That's a big discount. And your purchase does support this broadcast, and you are authorized to make copies of my videos, to air them on Access TV, to give them to public officials and leaders in your area for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. So get the videos. Get three or more, get a big discount, and support this show, InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net to order, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. A lot of people say, how do I support you? How do I get the word out? Well, buy the videos, buy my book, make copies of my videos, spread the word to the people. That helps the country and helps your community and informs people about the criminals that we can hopefully one day bring to justice, and your purchase of the films or my book supports this broadcast and what we're doing. So please take action today by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So please don't wait. Please take action. And Professor Trosadowski, if folks go to globalresearch.ca, they can get other great materials that are excellent for waking people up. The magazine, your book, some of the videos you carry, they're all excellent because I've seen or read almost everything that I see on your site. I hope that people will take action and go to globalresearch.ca to do that or call the toll-free number. And what's the toll-free number again? Professor, what's the toll-free number again?
8713-8500. That's 888-713-8500. And they can get a subscription to our magazine, Global Outlook, several books, my own book, and videos, and they can order also online.
Yeah,
at our
bottom
website.
Line, Professor, bottom line here, if we don't get the word out about these criminals, and there's only a few good sources of this info, you do a great job, I do a good job, a few others do, if we don't get the word out, if the people don't help us get the word out, the globalists are going to carry out more terror, and then we're going to have to watch them pose as our saviors. And that's a question I got for you. And we were about to go to Dan, but he hung up, so we'll go to John and others. Trying to understand this. Knowing they're criminals, knowing they carried out 911, knowing they're bloodthirsty, what is it like for you to watch them on TV posing as our saviors, Professor?
Well, what is it? I mean, each time I watch TV, I record more falsehoods.
Okay, we're having phone line problems. I think of the network because I've been hearing a clicking a while. Mark, what's going on? Okay, we'll try to get him back on then. And that was a disconnection. I don't know if that's on our end or his end. Right now, while we're getting Professor Chasadosky back on, let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead and finish up with what you were saying.
Yeah, maybe we should start betting against the Democrats at DARPA's website. When the U.S. Congress was under martial law last week on TV, it looked like a coup d'etat going down. The House
now,
Speaker,
for those that missed that story, why don't you break it down for people?
Yeah, the House Speaker was banging his gavel and yelling at a congressman to sit down and shut up while the congressman screamed into his microphone, trying to warn the American public that the D.C. police had locked all the Democrats out of the U.S. Congress. And to me, it looked like it was over some kind of fist fight between two congressmen, calling one a homosexual. But that was between one congressman and another. And CNN tried to spin it like, oh, it's so funny. They did them like boxers, and they put their stats up, who could knock out who, like it's a big joke. But to me, it looked like when Yeltsin deposed Gorbachev in the Russian Politburo on live TV, or Napoleon using his army to remove the French legislators at gunpoint. So as for the Democrats,
yeah, I saw that story. That's what I mean. Everything's gotten so crazy, there's no way to even track it anymore.
Well, as for the Democrats in the White House in 2004, everybody's talking about Kerry or Hillary, but PAX TV Encounters program did a feature on the assassination of JFK Jr. Jim Mars and TV News, local news, said JFK Jr. was running for U.S. Senate in 2000 against Giuliani and Hillary and was a done deal for president in 2004. PAX said there was several witnesses who saw the airplane explode in midair, that JFK Jr. had over 700 hours flight time, and the weather was clear. And they said either the mafia killed him for Giuliani or the Clinton backers killed him for Hillary.
You're telling me PAX TV came out with all that?
Yes, I'll send you a copy of that, too.
I'm begging for that.
You can buy it from their website, too, or they show it on TV about every 3 months.
All right, thanks for the call. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much, John. We got Professor Chasadosky back. You were talking about watching television and just the bizarreness of it. Please continue, Professor.
Well, you know, it's difficult to say. I mean, I watch. I think we get a lot of information from television because precisely we're able to corroborate the lies. So statements are made about events, and then you can corroborate and see, you know, what actually happened. I think people will have to start doing that. They have to start identifying the lies which are transmitted on mainstream television, because most of those lies are refuted from the horse's mouth, from official documents, and so on.
Okay? Yeah, they're always contradicting themselves. And a great example of this, you've written a detailed article with hyperlinks to Defense Link and all the government's own documents. Break down just all the different lies. We don't know what the truth is. We just know we're being lied to about the Saddam brothers and this opportunistic announcement of this as the poll numbers were plunging.
Yeah, well, precisely. Well, it's a typical wag the dog type of thing. It's not the first time that a U.S. government has used wag the dog. I think we should also recall that Clinton, back in 98, at the time when he was being he had trouble with Monica Lewinsky, and the impeachment motion was already in the Senate. That was the day when he started bombing Iraq, and prior to bombing Iraq, he ordered the recall of the UN inspectors, and that was wag the dog, because the whole news chain was focusing on the bombings, and Monica's appearance before the grand jury which otherwise would have been given a lot of prominence in the news chain, was relegated to brief reports. And again, they've done the same thing here. They've used the Saddam sons, and particularly this derelict son Uday, who's a sort of a playboy and who's been involved in scandals and so on and atrocities and so on. They played up this individual with a view to, in a sense, lowering the heat on the issues of phony intelligence, war crimes, and so on. And that is, I think, very serious, because the Bush administration is involved in war crimes, and they're using this incident in Iraq essentially to...
Well, Professor, to smokescreen, but that's all clear. But you go in with their own quotes where they say the bodies are charred beyond recognition, and then they show the bodies and they're not charred, looks nothing like the brothers. Then the next day they bring 12 members of the press to the base, and it's plastic mask, and they admit that they made wax figures basically of them. I mean, it's so fake, it's so shoddy, their own contradictions. My question is you know, which lie are we supposed to believe, and why are the lies getting so shoddy? Go ahead.
Well, the lies are getting shoddy because as this administration proceeds with its war plans and with the resistance from Iraqis to occupation, with public opinion around the world definitely pointing to the Bush administration as involved.
They've got to have gimmicks.
Well, they are very much on the defensive, and they think that they can lie through their teeth. But again, it's when I look at the narrative of this report on the death of the two sons. First of all, why, if there are three adult gunmen inside a building plus a teenager, why do they need Apache helicopters and missiles and rockets? Okay, and then they say once they throw in the rockets and the missiles, and they say, as you pointed out, that the bodies that, in fact, they say that Uday and Kusai actually died from the missile attack, they then come up with a statement that they died from gunshot wounds, okay? And then at the last phase of this attack, which lasts from 4 to 6 hours, with heavy equipment, they go in the building again, and there's one lone gunman. They don't say who that lone gunman is. It's the teenager, okay? And then they say, first they say there was no resistance from the second floor, but then he starts shooting on us. Obviously, what happened was that they went in and they shot the teenager in cold-blooded murder. I think our readers, our listeners, should go through the transcripts of that official statement, and they will see exactly what happened. They have to read between the lines.
Well, let me stop, because we're kind of glazing over some areas, and we'll go to Joan and Dan and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231 on this live Tuesday edition. Professor Trusadowski, you know, you talk about why did they need helicopters and tanks and hundreds of troops. Well, because the troops aren't bad. The helicopter pilots aren't bad. They're told Saddam's sons are in there. They've got to do that to kill and disfigure whatever patsy is inside so they can then send in the intelligence agency to come out, dress up the burnt corpse, and say, ooh, look, it's the brothers, regardless of it is or isn't. So we know that's why they did this, whereas they could have just sent in a Delta Force team to wipe these guys out and shoot them and then bring them out. I mean, this is so
obvious. They could have gone in and arrested them. That would have been another alternative if they had wanted to do that.
Well, that tells me this isn't the Saddam brothers, because we have the evidence of the Pentagon paying off the Iraq leadership in gold bars and euros and dollars, admitting they paid off the top generals. They flew the Taliban and al-Qaeda out to safety in Afghanistan. They work for the globalists. We've got the Russian and Iranian reports of Saddam being flown to Belarus. Whether it's true or not, we've been lied to so many times, I don't know what to believe. Then they admit these are wax faces that they put on the bodies for the news. We've got those on Infowars.com. I mean, what do we believe here, Professor?
Well, I haven't actually come to any clear-cut conclusion on this attack. I've tried to go through the evidence.
But we certainly can't believe the official story.
Well, the official story is full of holes as to whether this, as to whether the Saddam sons were in the building or not is still, as you pointed out, is still a question mark. But I think really what disturbs me there is the way is first of all the fact that much of the evidence has been manipulated. Secondly, it's the lack of respect for human life, whoever that life happens to be. You know, I mean, Al Capone got better treatment. any known criminal in the U.S. gets better treatment than politicians in Iraq, because that's what they are. They're political figures in Iraq in a country which has been invaded in violation of international law.
Why aren't they arrested? Why aren't they brought on trial? Because they don't want it coming out in trial if it really was the brothers who sold the weapons to Saddam, who he worked for.
Well, obviously they don't want to have. I don't think they want to have Iraqi leaders on trial, because this is not. Of course, this would also bring forth a lot of evidence on complicity between successive U.S. administrations and the Iraqi leadership. It would also expose the war plans of the Bush administration.
And so they just kill them.
I think the decision to kill them, if indeed these are
it's a political assassination, down and dirty, or it's a lie. I mean, either way, it's bad.
Well, if it's not a political assassination, it's the killing of innocents, whoever happens to have been in that building. But and it's consistent with the way in which they're operating in Iraq, which is essentially killing people left and right every day. I mean,
well,
they're killing civilians.
That's what's happening, and it's admitted. And then they say the boogeyman of Saddam, he controls all the people, and magically anybody that fights back is, you know, controlled by Saddam. Folks, that is a total joke. I support the troops. I want them back in America. We'll be right back with your calls.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Okay, folks, Professor Chasadovsky has agreed to stay with us about 30 minutes in the next hour, so we can take all your calls. Then I've got all these other headlines. Voting machine fails inspection. Turns out the government's got back doors into the voting machine, so do private corporations. They admit black boxes in your cars, tracking and tracing you. There's a proposed law to inform you about this and to remove these. The feds are screaming, going, no. We plan to make that the law for taxation and control. And the point that Professor Chasadovsky makes is that it isn't George Bush, it isn't Bill Clinton, it isn't Al Gore. They're all evil puppets. But it's this establishment, this corporate establishment that operates as crime syndicates that are putting this whole infrastructure of control into place. It just so happens with Bush, they're moving very, very fast, and he's got a lot of the top technicians in his cabinet. And they're going for broke because they know conservatives are in la-la land right now because they think Bush is actually a good guy. So Bush is a kind of Trojan horse for the agenda because people think he's pushing the agenda. Joan in Florida, you're on the air with Professor Chasadovsky. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I couldn't help but call in because you always say how they throw it in our face. Well, the very night that the day that they exposed the two bodies and showed them on TV and everything, that night on the news program, now they have these fillers, they actually did a report on the Wax Museum here, and they did a report on the Wax Museum in London, and how the tourist trade is down, of people coming in to see
now,
the
Now, I didn't see that. Was yep. that national news?
You know, Alex, please forgive me because I switch channels and monitor a lot. And I apologize. I don't know whether it was Fox or whether it was one of our local stations.
Well, for those that don't know, the reason I point this out is they show us these faces. They don't look anything like the Saddam brothers. Then next, it's wax faces that look like a bad wax museum job. I mean, this is... Professor, it's almost like they want thinking people to know that they're criminals and that they're lying. Your comments on that?
Well, you know, I'm not sure whether they want people to think that they're lying, because the act of lying is, or let's say the act of cover-up seems to be done in a very clumsy fashion. They're very clumsy liars. They're lying, and at the same time, they are presenting to public opinion the elements which enable us to say, well, this simply doesn't make sense. They must be lying. But I think the problem is that people throughout the world tend to believe in their leaders. It's the respect for authority. And they say, yes, our president has said this, okay? He can't be a liar. And even if the lies are absolutely clear-cut, he cannot be a liar. And I think that we have to break that, ultimately.
And so they're aware of this and just don't care. They think we're so dumb, they put out these pitiful excuses for lies and flip-flop. I mean, it's like Rumsfeld saying he never said the war was about weapons of mass destruction, and weapons of mass destruction are secondary. We never said the war was about that. I mean, he said that before Congress.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, but the thing is that most people in America don't really read the fine print. They look at the tabloids, and then they more or less say yes, so well, and then they ultimately conclude, we still believe in America. We believe in the president, and so on. And we have to, I think, understand that at the heart of this crisis is the legitimacy of the entire political establishment, not only the president, but also the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And they are destroying America. We'll be right back with more calls.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most